The Arctic Council is doing a fairly good job at promoting conservation efforts to safeguard the environment of the far north. That, according to Alexander Shestakov, director of the Worldwide Fund for Nature's Global Arctic Fund program. But he says there are deficiencies, and he says the Worldwide Fund for Nature will point those out periodically in its Arctic Council conservation scorecards, the first of which he presented Wednesday during a talk in Davis Concert Hall on the UAF campus.
We developed this scorecard in a way to assist Arctic states.
Shestakov says the scorecard is based on a review of commitments made by the Arctic Council from 2006 to 2013. He says some of the commitments were inadequate and some went unfulfilled due to the Council failing to follow through with concrete on-the-ground actions.
We believe that Arctic Council decisions need to be more ambitious, but they need to be more measurable.
Shestakov cites the example of member nations doing a good job at identifying important ecologically sensitive areas in the Arctic that require protection. But, he says,
at the same time, countries are really slow to put forward specific management regimes for those areas, and especially for marine areas.
Creating and managing conservation areas is one of six so-called major assessment areas that the scorecard lists for both the Council and each of its eight member nations. And that listing shows low scores for four of the nations, identifying it as one of the problem areas. Even lower scores are listed in the biodiversity and ecosystem-based management assessment areas for both the Council and most of the member nations.
As conservation organization, the area where we can really focus on is more related to biodiversity.
WWF's scorecard shows much more progress on the three other major assessment areas that are associated with industrial activity in the Arctic. They involve shipping, cooperation on oil spills, and an assessment area that combines mitigation of black carbon or soot and the promotion of climate change adaptation. But even in those areas, the scorecard identifies shortcomings.
Arctic Council is providing for some important adaptation measures, regional mitigation for black carbon, while very often avoiding and not taking necessary, stronger, and joint actions on climate change mitigations.
Likewise, the scorecard faults the Arctic Council and its member nations for not pushing harder for additional measures to reduce emissions from shipping in the Arctic, such as a ban on heavy fuels that contribute to the black carbon problem. And as for oil spill cleanups,
today there are no reliable, effective, and proven technology to deal with oil spill or large oil spill in Arctic waters at all.
Shestakov says many, perhaps most of the problems the scorecard identifies are due to member nations failing to adopt the measures researched and recommended by the Council. He says the scorecard accounts for the fact that the Arctic Council has no authority to compel nations to act. It operates on a consensus-based system in which each member nation's representatives work with their respective national leaders to take action. An Arctic Council spokesman said in an email Wednesday evening that Council officials are focused on today's ministerial and don't yet have a response to the scorecard. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.